be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Severe weather season is just around the corner, and the Colorado Broadcasters Association, in cooperation with the National Weather Service, is conducting statewide emergency alert system test on Tuesday, April the 17th, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. This statewide test allows Colorado's radio and television stations to confirm that their equipment is working properly before we get into severe weather seasons. To learn more about the April 17th statewide emergency alert system test, visit coloradobroadcasters.org.
We'll be down there in Chile for half an hour, and then we'll do open lines and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But Jeanette's an American. She's lived throughout the world, worked for various government agencies, and she and her husband have decided to leave America because they're very, very concerned. Because we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and we are moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Right now, you have to understand, with elections coming up, they're doing everything to keep things calm and to keep the economy from collapsing. We're spending massive amounts of money we don't have simply to buy the support of the American people. How long can you keep spending 43 cents? Of every dollar in borrowed money? How long can you continue borrowing or actually paying for your own debt? In other words, lending to yourself, and that's exactly what they're doing. They've admitted that the Federal Reserve System is buying up 61% of our debt. In other words, what it would be like somebody going out and spending massive amounts of money, and then of course paying off the money that they borrowed by borrowing more money. And that's exactly what we're doing. And the average American has no knowledge of what's going on. We live a wonderful imaginary life. I mean, we have all sorts of benefits. We have wonderful retirement benefits and free medical care, and we have certainly unemployment insurance, and we have housing support, and we have home health care support, and we have the free education, and we have a wonderful university system which of course is financed because the government is lending money to students so that they can borrow the money and then pay the tuition, which drives up the cost of education because anything the government is involved in is going to cost more money. But it's all fraudulent. It's all done on money that we are borrowing from ourselves, that we're creating out of nothing. The major corporations are sitting on trillions of dollars. The major banks are sitting on trillions of dollars, and if they ever start to spend it, you'll see hyperinflation that will wipe out the value of people's savings and impoverish our people, and it's going to come. It's not a matter of if, but when. Jeanette, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's great to be with you and on your show.
Well, how are things down there in Chile?
Oh, well, they're going really well, Dr. Stan. Tomorrow, actually, I have something very exciting that's happening. I'm going to be meeting with a group of people, engineering company, my attorney, an investor, and we are looking at some unfinished developments that...
And now, are these people from the United States or what?
We lost her, Dr. Stan. I'm going to have to give her a call again.
All right, fine. Well, Jeanette's just saying that there are exciting things happening down there. Now, Jeanette, as an American, we set up a real estate office down there, and she is seeing if Americans want to come down. And apparently, some Americans are moving into that area. We do know that a number of intelligence agents, retired people who worked for the CIA or other intelligence agencies, have actually been told to get out of the United States or moving into a period of chaos and crisis. I have this from several people in intelligence, and they're moving down to Patagonia. Patagonia is the area in Argentina and in Chile, about that latitude, where the intelligence people are moving, because, of course, they know we're going to be a lot of political instability in the United States. Jeanette, so basically, who are these people? Are these Americans coming down to do a development there?
No. They're all of local people. One person, actually, we have one person who is going to be an investor that's an American person, but the head of the engineering company is Chilean, and as well as a diplomat, ex-diplomat that I met in the area, and also the attorney. They see a trend. You know, there's a lot of people coming down here, and, you know, the thing is that what a lot of Americans or North Americans expatriates are looking for is a couple of acres of land, you know, a beautiful view of the lake, and, you know, to be sort of out of the main part of the city a bit, you know, but close to it. And that's sort of not what a lot of the local people just go for, a small 1 acre property. And so we're hoping to be able to have a little bit bigger pieces of property for people where they could have a garden and, you know, if they want to have chickens or anything like that, because a lot of people are interested in doing some gardening down here, so that would give them more space to spread out.
Okay, so basically this is an American that's going to put in a big development down there, and you'll be working with them on the sale of the property. Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Well, I think the American enterprise certainly thrives all throughout the world. Anyway, of course, tell our listeners what life in Chile is like for you as an American citizen.
Oh, sure. Well, before I tell them what it's like, I just want to mention that I've been really surprised hearing some of the news that, up from the north there about all the IRS getting all these police powers. The Supreme Court, I read, can now legally strip search anybody. Scary thing. So we don't have those kind of laws here, thank goodness. But life here, I'm in the southern part of the country, and the country is several thousand miles long. It's a long, narrow country on the Pacific coast of South America, and it is actually one of the best countries in all of Latin America. It's a very developed country. It's still a developing country, but they have a very high...
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Jeanette from Chile.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, just talking about some of the things going on here in America, as, of course, the government in the name of fighting terrorism is moving towards a dictatorship. Of course, we're really funding terrorism. This whole world terrorist movement is as phony as, well, the Unabomber who was put on the plane, admittedly by the State Department. Why would they put somebody on the plane who they knew was a terrorist? Well, maybe it was because he was wearing an underwear bomb and they needed an excuse to deploy the CT scans, which already had been built, were sitting in warehouses just waiting for an incident. And so they recruited this stupid young man, got him to wear an underwear bomb that couldn't possibly go off, wasn't designed to explode. But now we can convince the American people, we have to have special, certainly intrusive scanning, which involves patting down the genitalia as well as certainly irradiating the people. So basically it's all phony. Certainly if you go up on the internet and type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda, that's Pakistani intelligence, ISI funds Al-Qaeda, then punch in on the internet, CIA funds ISI, you'll see we're funding this whole world Al-Qaeda movement. And, of course, you get the DVD, Jihad in America, you'll see how the FBI has been monitoring the terrorists and filming the terrorists and watching the terrorists going all the way back to the 1980s, because we funded the terrorists since their inception. You have to have an enemy so you can justify taking the freedom away from the American people. But you don't have that sort of thing down there in Chile, do you, Jeanette?
No, we don't, Dr. Sen. And I try to explain to people down here that have previously lived in the United States maybe 10 or more years ago, or that traveled to the United States many years ago, how much has changed, and they just can't believe it. They just don't understand it because it's not like that here. It's safe. We don't have body scanners, and we don't have the thousands of cameras everywhere. They do have some cameras for security, but it's not like London or New York. I just spoke to a friend in New York City who said there's on his way to work every morning, he passes about 22 guys with submachine guns to get to work. I guess there's very high security in the subway, but you just don't have that feeling here. There's a lot of freedom. It's a very stable country. Lots of natural resources, strong property rights. They don't have such a thing as free speech zones. If you want to protest, you can just, pretty much go out and do it. And the thing is that the police here are very upstanding. you wouldn't dare to bribe them, unlike other Latin American countries. So, you know, so far those kind of crazy things haven't come here, and I love it because it's an old-fashioned sort of country. It reminds me sort of like the United States maybe in the 50s. It's much more family-oriented, and they have more traditional family values. I just don't feel the kind of anger coming off the young people and the teenagers and the power struggles between the parents and the children that you feel up in the North. It's a very, you know, respectful society where everyone greets each other with a kiss on the cheek and asks how you're doing, and, you know, just a very slower pace of life and much more cleaner, and that's what I really love about it here.
Well, why don't you get out your address so people will know how to get in touch with you if they're interested in knowing more about Chile?
Sure. We have our website, and we have lots of information on it. If people want to go check out and read about Chile, a whole article section, we send out a free report as well. And they can check out our website. It's southernchileproperties.com, www.southernchileproperties.com. And they can email me, Jeanette at Southern Chile Properties. They can get a hold of us on the front page through our free report sign up, or they can also call. Because of the wonders of technology, I have a Massachusetts, United States-based phone number that rings in my office here, and it's area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961.
All right, fine. Well, certainly, how does the price of food compare with the price of food up here?
Well, it's getting more close to comparable to prices in the United States. You know, we're being affected here by the inflation. But I would still say it's maybe like a quarter off the United States. Depends on what you're buying. Things that are imported, obviously cost more, but you can still buy things that grown locally in the country for a very reasonable price. Like, you know, you can get lemons and limes and stuff like that for like 10 or 25 cents a piece, or you can buy like a kilo, which would be a little over 2 pounds of fruit for like a dollar, for peaches and stuff. Chile is a very, one of the largest exporters of fruit around the world, and their top crops are like plums and avocados, blueberries, I think, are their top ones. And they also are a large exporter of cherries and apples, and they make very nice wines here and that even rival the countries of Europe and South Africa. So they have a lot to offer in their agricultural sector. And yeah, so eating out, it can be quite, you know, rather expensive. It's something that the middle class is growing here. They have a very large middle class, but we have to remember it's still a small country, small but mighty. 17 million people is the population. And so, yeah, as far as eating in restaurants, it can be a bit pricey, but, you know, they still have, you know, your hamburger and hot dog stand type of things where you can get fast foods, not too bad. And I don't know, the country has a lot going for it. It's one of the most entrepreneurial places in Latin America. There's a lot of plenty of opportunities for people that want to work hard, or foreigners that want to come down and take advantage of a more free market. You don't have to have as many difficulties in starting up certain kinds of businesses. And the Chileans are very friendly towards the foreigners. People are very friendly towards us and helpful. Even if you don't speak Spanish, you can really get by. A lot of people worry about that, and I'm still learning Spanish, and I've managed to, you know, we managed to do everything without any problems and have started up a business, and you can always find professionals that will speak English. For example, I have an dentist who speaks English, and for example, a lot of the doctors, some lawyers will speak English here, but you can always find a translator. So it's just a great choice of a country with still with freedom that doesn't have all the crazy things of the first world. You know, the unemployment is low here. We have a lot of people coming from Spain because their unemployment is very high there. So it's still a country where we've had economic growth this year. I think it was like around 5 or 6% that they're forecasting, and they did very well, comparable to that last year. Has some of the cleanest water in the world that would even compete with places like Holland and Switzerland in that category.
Oh, well, things are very expensive in Switzerland. I was there recently. Anyway, of course, if you have a question for Jeanette, the number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And one more time, let's get out your telephone number, your website. Now, if you want, of course, get Jeanette's website, and you can't remember, SouthernChiliProperties.com. You go to my website at Radio Liberty and go on our homepage, and you'll see she has a banner there, and you can just click on that and go directly to her website or look it up yourself. Or the telephone number is?
Area code 413-835-7961. 413-835-7961 or SouthernChiliProperties.com. SouthernChiliProperties.com, and you can also do a Google search for any of those search terms, Southern Chili, Chili Real Estate, Chili Properties, and we come up on the first page, right in the middle.
All right, fine. And but there are Americans who are have contacted you and are coming down looking at the property there?
Yeah, I have probably half a dozen very active buyers right now that are in different stages of planning trips. A bunch of them are coming like in the May-June time frame, and someone planning in the fall. I was speaking to one of my sellers the other day, and I went through my files and I looked at my statistics, and for I think this year already we've had about 85 inquiries from people on property, and I think we've had about double that last year. So we have had an avalanche of people requesting information. That's quite a lot. And, you know,
basically, we're only into this this year for 3 months, so you've got 9 more months, and sounds like there are a lot of people who are looking, Cindy, at Chile as a place to go. It's a fairly stable country. It's one of the most prosperous ones in South America, and certainly has more freedom there than most of the other countries. Would that be a fair estimate?
Oh, definitely. It was rated by the Heritage Foundation Index of Economic Freedom, which does a ranking of countries around the world every year. And last year, I believe it was 11th. And this year, it jumped to 7th in the world. And it's now even higher ranked than the United States, which is dropping in the rankings. But yeah, it's a nice country, and it's very beautiful. That's one of the things in the area where we live, the lakes region. It's you know, these huge gigantic lakes and mountains. We're in the foothills of the Andes, and we have lots of trees here and greenery, and it's a temperate climate. So it's a beautiful place to wake up and feel inspired every day. And you don't have to worry about you know, people breaking down your door, or if you get stopped at a traffic light, they won't do a strip search on you, or they're not threatening to take away people's passports or back taxes, or forcing people to have mandatory health care with the IRS and enforcing all kinds of things. And they're still just going along the way they were, you know, years ago, and developing the economy and and things. It's a normal country. So it doesn't have all the sort of madness that's going on up in the States there so far, anyway.
Yes,
there's lots.
Go right ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say one of the recent things was that the government's saying if you don't pay your taxes, why, we're going to take away your passport so you can't travel. We're going to punish people who don't pay their taxes. And all sorts of autocratic things as all power moves to Washington, D.C. Are these people controlling both political parties, rigging the elections, or using electronic voting machines? Talking about democracy, but they're really not interested in it. We have a ruling elite, and of course they intend a dictatorship. A one-world government using our financial and military power to bring it about. Jeanette, one parting thought before we let you go.
Well, my thought is it looks like the currency controls are coming into place. So for people that are curious about thinking about investing or diversifying...
Okay, we'll let you go. Our number is 877-254-7524. If you want to call in, 877-254-7524. Bye-bye, Jeanette. Talk to you next month.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace, mantles, ceilings, or trim, whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's open line, so we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What are you concerned about? The coming war with Iran? It looks like they're works, then they got to put it off for a time. You know, they talk about all these other things. Oh, we're going to negotiate with Iran. And, oh, but, you know, we can't let Iran, which is a radical Muslim nation, get a nuclear weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, we gave Pakistan the wherewithal to build the nuclear bombs. How do you think a second-rate country like Pakistan, a third-rate country like Pakistan, could come up with the wherewithal and technology to build nuclear weapons? We gave it to them. And that, of course, is the Civil Edmund story, totally suppressed in America because they can't let the American people know that we transferred the technology and the wherewithal to build bombs to Pakistan in preparation for the coming nuclear war with the Muslim world. And most Americans think, oh, well, you know, we're going to have a nice little surgical strike on Iran, and they've specifically targeted the Christian churches. Oh, if you love God, you love the Jewish people, and you love Israel, and of course you want to protect them from the wicked Iranians, that's why we have to go to war with Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, I love the Jewish people, I love Israel, but if you care about the Jewish people, you care about Israel, the last thing you want is a war over there with Iran. Iran would never strike Israel. They know if they did, Israel has all sorts of atomic bombs. Iran doesn't have an unlimited supply of nuclear weapons. They may be able to get them from Pakistan, but certainly they do not have them at the present time, and they're not going to attack Israel. But, of course, if Iran is attacked, if Israel attacks Iran or the United States attacks Iran, unless we totally obliterate that country and kill millions of people, why Iran is going to retaliate against Israel, not only Iran, but Hamas, which now has sophisticated weapons, and Hezbollah, and certainly there will certainly be a total devastation in Israel. If you care about Israel, if you care about the Jewish people, don't go along with this program of trying to get a war going over there in the Middle East, because that is exactly what the Brotherhood of Darkness wants. They want this massive war, first with Iran and then with the rest of the Muslim world. The class of civilizations that certainly Samuel Huntington warned us against in both the book and certainly in essays in Foreign Affairs magazine. And Samuel Huntington was professor of history at Harvard, certainly the leading historian of this century, and certainly I agree with him totally on this. Who's calling in? Who's calling in? Somebody's calling in because we just got the beeper.
Judy. Hi, I'm Judy. I'm calling.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Good. How are you? It hasn't been reported in the news that the EPA has continued to refuse for us to develop our own rare earth minerals, so that any production of televisions to warships to planes to whatever all the technology that all these things need, we will not be able to have it from our own sources in the United States, and we'll have to contract with China, and who knows what we'll have to do in order to get them, meaning how much we'll have to pay or what kind of regulations we'll have to do just in order for us to be able to have any kind of manufacturing capability of those things. So it's like we've destroyed our own military this way.
The major purposes of our government is to build up China, to build up our enemies, and to weaken the United States. They want to deindustrialize the United States. They want us to use less energy. They've already signed an agreement that by the year 2050 we will cut carbon emissions by 80%. That means you deindustrialize America. They don't want us as an industrial nation. They want to impoverish our people. They want to lower our living standards. And you're absolutely right. None of this really makes sense. It's not being reported. But that's the plan.
Well, if we would stand up for stopping this instead of just kind of going along with the program, you know, we have a responsibility, and most of us just, you know, say, well, throw up our hands and say there's no use, we can't make any difference. But we have to this time. We have to demand of all of our elected officials and those running for office to know these facts and to stop it. So we can't just give up.
You know, there are good people running for office. My friend Art Robinson is running up in Oregon. I've known Art for 40 years, and he's an outstanding scientist. In fact, he puts together the Robinson homeschool program we carry in, and he's running for the second time for Congress. And if you don't have a good congressman in your area, back him. But there are good people running all across America. We've got to get them into Congress. The other side, the establishment, of course, funds their candidates and usually will work to crush the people who are trying to do the right thing. The congressmen, they're there one or two terms, and they either lobby them out of office or they go after them for phony charges, or they trump up charges and put them in prison. And this has happened time and again to good congressmen. But we can't allow this. We've got to stand up for the good people. And there are good people out there. You're absolutely right. You've got to get, everybody has to get involved. I don't know the congressmen there running, people who are candidates for Congress in Colorado, but I mean, I'm sure there are some good men. If there's not one in your area, then support somebody in the adjacent area. Do you have any recommendations for who should be back there in Colorado, Judy?
Well, Kevin Lundberg is running for Senate against Polis. And they're going to try to make the issue, you know, his stand on gays or whatever it is. What we need to make sure is that we shift that argument to all the issues of what they're doing to the country, and that this isn't, you know, this is not about, well, that we have to focus on what the major issues are, not on what they want to do to vilify and tear people down. You know, and if we don't have our candidates direct the interviews instead of letting the left communists, you know, tear us apart, then, you know, we haven't taken charge either in that regard. So, you know, we have to know how we strategize to win and not just think, oh, we just, but everybody's got to get off their being out of the television scene.
Well, hang on there. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Yep, press comment here.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us, if you observe any sign of a predator who may be up to no good around a park, playground, or school, contact your local authorities immediately. Your awareness can make the difference between life and needless tragedy. Let's all keep an extra eye out for our youngsters. This is a reminder from American Legacy Firearms. Visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you have a question, comment, is Judy still there? I guess we lost Judy. Anyway, of course, I think that her remarks are very, very well taken. There are good people running for political office. They need your help and they need your support. You no longer have the luxury of sitting on the sidelines and say it's not going to affect me, because it's going to affect everybody listening to this program today. You've got to be involved. You've got to take back control of our government. We're moving into a dictatorship, and this is what happens when good people do nothing. And, of course, we said that they want to convince us we're a democracy. We're not. We're a republic. They want to convince us the government is there to protect us. It is not. It is there to oppress us. And our founding fathers recognized that. That is why they wanted to limit the power of the federal government over the lives of the people so people could be free. And yes, you could have excesses at the state or local level, but you could always pick up and move to another state if that happened, and you couldn't do anything about it in your own state. What do you do when all power is in Washington, D.C.? And they say, well, we have the right to take away your passport rights. We can put you on a no-flight list. Oh, we have the right to monitor and control you. We have the right to watch you from early morning to late night. We have the right to, have built into your cell phones the vehicle, the software, so we know every place you've been. We have the right, of course, to be able to turn on and off your cell phone and listen to your conversation, and that is built into the software on many cell phones. The same thing is true with your computer. And your computers all have microphones in them, and they have little cameras so that you can talk to your friends and look at them on the screen when you're talking to them with your computer. But, of course, they can also use that for watching you and listening to everything going on in the homes. And don't think they're not doing it. They're spending several billion dollars for a massive facility in Utah. This is NSA. This is the, that stands for National Security Administration, but they like to say no such agency. It's the largest intelligence agency in the country. You hear about the CIA all the time. You never hear about the NSA. That through Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. E-C-H-E-L-O-N monitors all of your telephone and fax and email transmissions and keeps them permanently recorded. Now, the head of NSA can go before Congress and say, we would never do that. We certainly do not have the right, and we would never monitor anything without a warrant. And that's absolutely true. They get the British to do it. And then they do it over in Great Britain. So they can go before Congress and lie about it. And there was a Lieutenant General of William, I think his name was Odom, as I remember, wrote a book called Fixing Intelligence. And he headed NSA. And when he left, he wrote a book. And, of course, he's limited by the agreements, the secrecy agreements he signed, but he could ask questions like, should the NSA be monitoring all your telephone calls? Should the CIA have agents planted in the media? Should they be, and have CIA assassinations, all these all these questions that he asks in the book. But of course, you'll never see the book reviewed. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that that basically they're monitoring everything. It has nothing to do with terrorism. That's simply a phony issue. We finance the terrorists so that we can justify increasing federal power over the lives of the people. And who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Janet from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Janet. How are you doing?
I don't want to get you off track of what you're saying, but since there's time, I find it necessary to call in.
Go ahead.
And make sure Larimer County, especially, but also Weld County, knows that we're getting chemtrailed every day. And not only that, we got a new plane going now. It's got a huge laser beam coming out the front end of it that goes into infinity. I didn't see it personally myself, but my friends saw it, and they told me about it.
Now, what does it have?
A laser beam coming out the front end of it. They said it's about as thick as the...
What's the laser used for? Do you have any idea?
I don't know, but I mentioned it to my mailman, and he said that Alex Jones had heard said something about it, but we only get an hour of Alex Jones here, so I missed whatever he said, but...
We're just fortunate to have him getting the material out. His information is usually very accurate. We got a wonderful new DVD on chemtrails, contrails, the spraying. That's certainly Rosalind Peterson's talk. She gave at her last conference, and she had with her a gentleman who spent 30 years working with the military on weather control. Great DVD. It's one of the best things we have. She doesn't get into the planes with lasers on them, but nothing would surprise me. I mean, basically, they're coming with amazing technology, all aimed at controlling the people. They're talking about 30,000 drones over America. Oh, to protect us from those wicked terrorists. No, it's to control the American people. They have killer drones. They killed an American citizen over in Yemen because he was the son. He wasn't guilty. He had never been accused of anything. He happened to be a 16-year-old kid looking for his father, worried about his father, and they killed him. The president ordered him killed. That's murder. President Obama ordered the murder of an innocent American citizen with a drone. And they can kill him in Yemen. They can kill him here. And where is the outcry from our congressional leaders or from our church leaders, from the people? We ought to be concerned. We ought to be concerned about the spraying. Are they destroying our land? They're increasing the level of aluminum in our soil, in our air, in our water, in our fish. Aluminum is a deadly toxic. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling. We'll be back in a moment.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com. www.thebestofthebest.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners, my ministry is primarily listener supported, and keep up arms with the network of over 70 outlets every single week. We do need your help and support financially. If you're in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We would love to hear from you. And then, of course, we want to mention we have the great new DVDs. One of them is Benny Martini talking on aspartame. Great talk on aspartame. Originally developed as a biological warfare agent. It's being used for biological warfare against the American people. They have it included in over 6,000 products used here in America, primarily targeting our youth because it has a profound effect upon the mind, especially of small children. And, of course, they hate children. These people are motivated by hatred of humanity, and that's why they want to lower our living standards to impoverish the American people. And they're using aspartame, NutraSweet, in over 6,000 products in America, chewing gum, because the kids love that, and we can then do more damage to them. Understand, we're dealing with organized evil. You need to get the DVD on aspartame by Benny Martini. Have a great new DVD by Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering, goes into chemtrails, contrails, and as Chrissy has with her, this gentleman who spent 30 years working with the government on weather modification, and his talk and his pictures are excellent. And of course, then of course we have Michael Shaw's talk on the Agenda 21. We have a new 4-CD set on Occupy Wall Street, and of course Occupy Wall Street. I agree with much of what they say, but they're a controlled opposition. They're financed by the other side. Why? Because, of course, they want an opposition that they can control, just like they control so much of the Christian church today. They have their people planted in key positions in the Protestant faith. Remember, of course, we had the head of the National Association of Evangelical Christians with 30 million members turned out to be a dope-smoking or a cocaine-using homosexual named Haggard. And then, of course, they've infiltrated the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, where, of course, they protect homosexuals and pedophilia, and they have satanic ceremonies. If you don't believe they have satanic ceremonies in the Vatican, you need to hear my interviews with Malachi Martin. And Malachi Martin was a confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII, worked in with Vatican intelligence for many years. I have the opportunity, the 4-tape set is called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And understand that they've infiltrated our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, which is why none of them are effective. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go there, you get the information. Read our newsletters. Watch our DVDs. We have posted in the special section on other videos around the internet. and pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty and for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessing